I do know as a doctor that we're actually looking for vitamin D deficiency more often than we used to do, but it's really the extreme end of deficiency that ends up being admitted to hospital, so it's a real surprise. We're living more indoors than we used to do. If you look before the Industrial Revolution, we didn't see vitamin D deficiency. Once we started to move indoors, we did, and now we have a situation where we spend most of our time indoors. We go briefly out into a car and then back indoors again, and particularly children are missing out, and we get most of our vitamin D from sunlight. So if you're not getting that sunlight during the summer months, then you'll get deficiency. The concern with vitamin D deficiency is that not only does it give symptoms like pain and tiredness, but it increases the risk of osteoporosis, that's thinning of the bones that could cause fractures in later life. And there's some suggestion that having low levels of vitamin D will increase your risk of serious diseases, including cancer. Vitamin D is unusual in that most of the vitamin we have in our body comes from sunlight, and we can only get that during the spring to autumn months, because during the winter we don't get enough sunlight even if you're outside. And it's very important for calcium levels, that's a salt in the blood that's part of the thing that makes bones. So if you don't get enough vitamin D, then you get weakened bones which can break or bend. If we've got somebody who has significant vitamin D deficiency, we will give them oral supplements. For people with lesser levels, then they may be asked to actually get some over the counter, because it's easily available in pharmacies and some health food shops. And also we advise people to get out and get some sunlight each day to try and make sure you top up your levels.